Hi, my name is Eric Movendusky from Greenwich, New York. I'm listening to the roundtable Wednesday morning. I don't know who the guest is in there that made a comment that farmers should just grow more broccoli than soybeans, and then all the tariff issues on soybeans would go away. Unfortunately, whomever that is overrun with ignorance on this. I am a farmer locally in Greenwich, and we are a small farm. And there are several small farms in this area that grow things that are traded overseas and internationally. And unfortunately, it's not easy to pivot from one crop to the next based on what the global economy is doing. And then another thing is to grow 100 acres of broccoli instead of 100 acres of soybeans requires a significant amount of labor, which is not available. Because nobody wants to do that labor. We can't hire people. Nobody wants to do that work except for, you know, the immigrant population that our president is blocking from coming in to do that work.
James Tatile, Skodak, New York, listening to Alan talk about building submarines. He didn't mention that the submarines are basically built with technology that is made right here in the Capital District at Knowles. And I think that's a big part of our region. It brings a lot of, you know, high-paying scientific jobs. And I just think that he should really point that out, that we do benefit from these submarines, both at a local level in terms of economic development and on a national level in terms of peacekeeping.
My name is Bonnie. In this week's book show, there was discussion about biological mental health. I am a psychotherapist myself, and I find this very common trend of labeling so many mental health issues as biologically or genetically caused to be very dangerous. I think it's very scary that the public thinks or is made to think that all social emotional issues can be solved by taking a little blue, pink, yellow pill. Have we lost any sense of looking at the root causes for problems, whether they be personal, societal, or governmental?
Hi, my name is Steve Penis. I live in Schenectady. God, I hate Radiolab. But frenetic MTV editing style might have been impressive back in the days of quarter-inch tape and cutting and splicing, but in the days of Pro Tools, it just feels like a distraction. So irritating.